You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are also my colleagues. Welcome Tana Peters, Director of Marketing and Membership here at KTOO, and Jennifer Pemberton, Managing Editor for KTOO News. Hi.
Hi, Shelley.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's great to have some familiar faces in the room. You're here to talk about Lakshmi Singh's visit to Juno. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I think everybody here knows who Lakshmi Singh is. Anybody who's listening on Juno Afternoon right now has probably heard her newscast at least once. But for those who don't know, who is Lakshmi Singh?
Lakshmi Singh is the, I keep putting iconic, I think she's iconic, newscaster and journalist for NPR. So you hear her voice multiple times.
Yeah.
Yep. All throughout the day. And her background is really interesting. She has a degree in Latin American studies, Spanish, and broadcast journalism. So she's really got a lot of dynamic interest in her background, and also what she's focusing on as a journalist is shaped by that same information. She's really into locating and hiring talented people of color across media platforms in executive positions. She's like really dedicated to that, aside from her journalistic the piece of the work she does. She's also very dedicated in some really interesting things that I think in our community we are talking about a lot. And so we were really excited to sort of connect those dots. We're like, people know her, and also she has this really interesting background that's something that Junoites really want to talk about. So we were excited to bring her here.
That's great. And what brings her to Juno? Is she coming up just to talk to Jennifer?
I guess so.
I think that's reason enough. So the event that is Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 o'clock at the Jack, it's going to be like a conversation between you, Jennifer, and Lakshmi saying, do you have any idea what you're going to ask her?
I know a little bit about what I'm going to ask her. So I had an initial conversation with her that was like, oh, I'm going to be interviewing you. You know, what do you want to talk about? And she said, what do you want me to talk about? And I was like, oh, you don't come with an agenda? And she said, no, she just wanted to know about Juno and the community here and who the audience would be and what they're interested in, what they want to hear from her. So some of the things that I think she's uniquely qualified to talk about and people will be interested in listening to her talk about is diversity in the media. I know she has an anecdote that she'll probably share about just sort of not hearing people with names like hers on the air when she was growing up. She's been, I think, with NPR for 20 years. So, you know, things were really different then. NPR had the first female anchor of a newscast, nightly news program. Susan Stamberg was the first female voice in broadcast, basically. So, you know, NPR has always been sort of pioneering, but there's also across the media landscape room to grow in those areas. So we're going to talk about that. She said she's going to turn the mic on me and sort of ask about the role of the media and our newsroom in our community. And so we'll sort of see what parallels there are between Juno and the rest of the nation if we're sort of tracking national trends are bucking them, which I think in some ways is kind of our hope. So that's a little bit of a preview of the kinds of things that we're going to want to talk about. It's not going to be super insider baseball, I promise. It's not going to be like two journalists talking about journalism to each other. But it will be two female journalists, two Latina female journalists talking to each other, which I think will be interesting. And I am going to ask her why people are so obsessed with her name. I don't know if she knows the answer
really
to that.
It's really fun to say. I enjoy saying Lakshmi Singh.
And maybe she enjoys saying it. Lots of people do on the internet. So, I think the point about her name is that that it's unique, and this whole idea behind NPR names being sort of weird is also because of people from really different backgrounds who end up there, and that's a really good thing. So I think there's this cliche about NPR names, but there's this truth behind it.
And, you know, on-air personalities could change their names and go with something a little bit more pronounceable or easier to remember, and they don't, and I think that's important. I know her primarily as a newscaster. Does she work on her own projects? Does she work on stories for NPR?
She does. She occasionally fills in hosting. I've heard her on Weekend, All Things Considered, or Weekend Edition. And then I know she, I think, she covered the Haiti earthquake. Mm-hmm. So she's done some big coverage, primarily sort of Latin American or in Latin America in the past. I don't know. There's been very much recent work that she's done. I think she's mostly behind the newscaster desk and then a fill-in host.
Well, we can ask her.
We can. Yeah. We will.
So next Tuesday's the event, April 23rd, 7 o'clock at the Jack. Tana, why don't you give us some additional details that you might want to highlight?
Oh, yes. Actually, segue, we can ask her because we will have a Q&A.
Q&A.
That's, oh, cool. That's what I'm trying
People
to say.
People can submit questions.
Yeah,
or they need to come.
It would be great. Please submit your questions now. If you're listening right now and have a great question for Lakshmi, you can send me personally an email, tanna@ktoo.org. That's tanna@ktoo.org. And I will be compiling them all. Jennifer will be curating them and making sure that they all make sense and that they're not repeats and everything like that. And then we will have that as part of the discussion. So I've gotten some really interesting questions already. Please do send your questions along and we can directly ask her. You don't get every day to be able to ask directly questions from these folks that are on a national level bringing us the news every day. It's like every minute we're hearing her voice and now we get to, find out what's going on in that brain. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Some other fun things happening with the event. If you want to meet her in person, you still have that opportunity. So we have a VIP ticket, which allows you to attend a little pre-event. And at the pre-event, you'll get to meet and greet, shake her hand. So that's pretty exciting. We still have some of those tickets left. You also get a front row seat in the venue, so that's cool. If you just want to show up and learn and listen, that's also going to we have those tickets available. General admission tickets are still available. So, yeah, that's – and then there's some wine and kombucha because, it's a fundraiser.
And it's public media.
And it's public media.
I was going to say, you can meet me at no additional cost.
I was also going to ask, is Jennifer Pemberton also going to be at the meet and greet? So you can meet her, too. And that takes place at TK McGuire's. That's just right next door.
Yeah, they're hosting that. So that's wonderful. Thank you to them and also to Alaska Probiotics, who's going to be hosting some of that kombucha for us. So that's wonderful. And so that's just right next door. And then you can just traipse on over to the event at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center.
Well, it sounds like a lovely evening that you've got planned. I'm really looking forward to hearing, to listen to Jennifer's questions for Lakshmi and also the good people of Juneau and their questions for Lakshmi Singh. I'm really excited that she's coming. And thanks to both of you for all the work you've done for coordinating this event.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Please come.
I'm really excited about the power-hitting ladies who are going to tell us about journalism and what's going on. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool thing. It's a pretty unique event, and so I hope folks take advantage of it and don't miss out. Again, Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 o'clock. All the information online at ktoo.org. Anything you two would like to add?
No, but I can't wait to see you all there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, you two, for coming on and giving us that great info.
Yeah, thanks, Shelly.
Thanks, Shelly.